Hey guys, it's Murad Murali and welcome to Hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from pop culture to trending topics and have important discussions. Be sure to let me know what you guys are over to with the hashtag I'm Over It, because we have a lot to get into. And definitely don't forget to click that button and subscribe. It's just one click for consistent content always.
Hey everyone. Hey. How is everybody doing? It's been a while since I've done a podcast, guys. I've just been extremely busy, but I've also kind of get it out of my routine in a weird way. I'm so focused on videos that I end up, you know, not doing a podcast situation. I don't know if I should keep this background. I don't know if you like this. I feel like the lighting that I'm seeing in the video format of this podcast via my YouTube channel is quite calming in a weird way. Just that weird kind of nice, you know, sunset type of color. I don't know. It's just how it is. But anyways, yeah, we have a lot to talk about, guys. We have a lot to talk about indeed when it comes to just life recently, what's been happening in general for all of us. Like, this is just such a depressing time, guys. I feel like I don't like that word because it has such a heavy meaning, but it's such a weird, weird time. And just, I feel like it's going to be a very hard winter for all of us because we're all confined to our indoor spaces. We can't really meet that many people in a major national lockdown. And with the summer lockdown, it was okay because it was summer. You had sun all the time shining on your face. But in the winter, you're like, it's just, it goes by 3 p.m. and it's cold. You're indoors and you don't know where to go. You know, you can't even exercise. I did like a lockdown rant video a while ago on YouTube, and I really wanted to just kind of touch on that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Because I feel like stuff like that can be quite therapeutic, where you just have to just express your frustration with life, with people and what they're doing to you and, you know, how they treat you and just how the world is treating all of us in such a weird, weird way. And just exercising in general was something that I just find very hard to do. The idea of I cannot train in the same place that I eat, you know, and you don't feel like you're doing a good workout. You just feel like, I don't know, man, it just feels like we're so used to gyms that it just working out at home doesn't feel right. And, you know, I'm trying to run, but I just can't. I've said this many times, but like, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm running. I get bored. It's not mentally stimulating for me to just keep running somewhere where I don't know where I'm going. Sometimes I end up going to Sainsbury's or supermarket just for the sake of going. Since when the hell does anybody go to a supermarket just for the sake of going? And you end up spending more money because you're finding food, and it's actually not a good habit to do. Because if you don't need to go to a supermarket, don't go. But obviously you want to walk around somewhere because you need to get some kind of exercise every day. And it's just irritating. You know, any exercises that I do every single day, I feel like it's just not doing enough for me. I'm waking up so late. My sleeping pattern is finished. I'm waking up at like 3 p.m. I'm waking up and I'm seeing the sunset. I'm thinking, what is going on? I slept at 7 a.m. last night. Like, it was ridiculous. I am very active in the night. You know, regardless of whatever time I sleep or wake up, I'm very productive. I wake up, I go for my walk, I have an exercise, I film videos, I film a podcast, I do meetings, I do videos on my other second channel, I update my Patreon. Like, I'm quite busy, but at the same time, you just feel like you want to wake up early, you want to see more of the sun, and it's just an exhausting, draining time. And sometimes I feel lost. Like, you don't know where you're going, you don't know when this is going to end, you don't see an end sight when it comes to any of this, and you just don't understand where you're going to be. It's that kind of uncertainty that kind of induces anxiety. And like, there was one night where I just woke up like after 2 hours of sleep and I was breathing quite fast. I was quite anxious and I'm thinking, what is going on here? And I do recall that, you know, when you do feel anxious, you have to focus on your breathing. Focus on your breathing. Breathe in slow. Breathe in and hold your breath for 7 seconds. Hold it there, then let it go slowly. Breathe slowly. Mimic how you breathe when you sleep, because when we sleep, we breathe slowly to help your heart rate and to help your nervous system. And these things help me, but just the idea of waking up with such anxiety is something that I just don't need. And sometimes it's like you feel calm, but you still feel anxious. Like when you're feeling anxious, you're like, why am I feeling this way? I'm not going through anything. But more time, you probably are through your subconscious. And it's just, I don't know, man. It's all about perspectives as well. I feel like there's so much going on. But if we look at what we have, you know, well, luckily most of us, if, you know, if anybody is listening to this, you know, we're not homeless individuals. We have a roof over our head. We have food, water, whenever we wish. And there are a lot of things for us to be grateful for. However, sometimes you just get lost in translation. And I was thinking about this yesterday, but I just feel like I can sense death. I know this is just so random, but I have this weird, weird thing. Well, like, I had a dream that everybody was in my grandmother's house wrapped in white and we were praying, and, you know, my grandmother passed and most of the people in the living room were wrapped in white cloth. I said to my family, my grandfather might pass. COVID is about to happen in March 2020. Let's be careful. He then passed. I kind of had this weird sense. I kept thinking, is my friend going to make it? Is he going to make it? I don't think he is. And then obviously he didn't make it as a cancer surviving patient. The cancer unfortunately took him. So I just have these weird sixth sense. I don't know how to explain it, where I'm sensing somebody dying, or I'm sensing death, or I'm having a dream, or I have an epiphany, and it just ends up coming true. Maybe not about that specific person, but like within a month or two or three, 4 months. So it's just been chaotic, guys. And then 2 days ago, there was another funeral. My uncle had passed, my uncle-in-law, and I was just fed up, man. Funeral after flipping funeral, stuff just gets to you and you just can't take it anymore. And you have a lot of people that are dying, or a lot of people that are getting this new strain. It just becomes so frustrating. So I thought I would express this all into a podcast, just so that, you know, I'm pretty sure all of you can agree, whether all of you have lost anybody as well, and how emotional it can be for us, and how we have to just wake up and do this all over again. You look at yourself in the mirror and you say, here I am again, trying to keep as busy as you can. You're trying to lose weight, but then you're gaining weight because of lockdown. And me, you know, having these damn cakes that I can't flipping finish. Like, it's just such a, like, we will remember this time in 10 to 15, 20, 30, 40 years. We will remember this time. And it is an absolute achievement if you are still alive today, being that everything that we have gone through, specifically this pandemic, and it is an absolute achievement if we get through this third lockdown pandemic, because it is crazy, guys. It's crazy. And I just feel so lost. Like, you just feel like, what is going on? My sleeping pattern is messed and it doesn't help me. Winter, this weather doesn't help me. You know, I see some people outside not wearing masks when they're going to supermarkets and stuff like that. If you're in an indoor place, wear a damn mask. Like, it's really not that hard. I don't know when this is going to end. I have no idea when this coronavirus stuff is going to end, guys. We all thought it was going to last 3 weeks, and now here we are. Here we are. We all thought this was only going to last 3 damn 4 weeks. It's been over a year. The government has been so incompetent in how they've dealt with this situation. The fact that they haven't even shut airports yet is ridiculous. And then we also have the fact that I don't even know where to begin. When this was all breaking down, Boris was so focused on washing hands. He said, just wash your hands. He should have locked the country down. Vaccinations, I don't think will be rolled out. I don't think this third lockdown will probably, I don't think we will get out of this until at least end of this year. I feel like 2021 has definitely gone as well. And that's because of the Tory government. They have taken our lives away, yet the people in this stupid country will still vote for the Tories. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't. It really, really doesn't. I'm planning to move from London, perhaps at the end of next month, because my tenancy here is ending. Landlord is selling the place. I can't find a new place to live. And I find it so irritating because I just simply can't. With the pandemic, it's hard to find a good place because of a new stamp duty rule. So all the landlords are selling their places. And I'll be damned if I have to put myself into a contract of a year in a bad place when I can actually just fly away somewhere for 2 months and then come back. I feel like that is a proper good reason. If you're going away for a holiday, you're flouting rules and you're shoving at people's faces, you know, I'm not really here for it. But, you know, when you have nowhere else to live and it's a pandemic and you need to move somewhere temporarily basis, I feel like that is what I'm, you know, planning to do. We have a lot of these Love Islanders who are getting a lot of flack. Now, I'm a bit back and forth on this. You know, if you want to go somewhere for your mental health and it will help you, because it helped me, then, you know, go and do so. But if you go in like... It's interesting because you really shouldn't be doing that either because it's illegal. But then if you're going for work, which is the social media stuff, technically, guys, it is work because these are ads. They're signing contracts. This is advertising stuff. It is actual proper work. However, when you're saying you're going for work, but then you're posting parties, you're posting this, you're posting that, and it just becomes irresponsible. And then you're also saying, oh, you know, we're going to get through this lockdown together whilst you're on Barbados and everybody else is in London. Let's not get it twisted. Don't say dumb things like this. Don't flout the guidelines. If you're going there for business, go there for proper business and stop showing too much to people, because we're going through a whole pandemic here in the UK. And if the majority of your followers are from the UK or the, you know, places where there's a pandemic, don't upload enough. You know, make a conscious effort just to upload business-related stuff. And that is it. That's what I would say at best. But we also have a lot of people who have had COVID from coming from Dubai and they messed it up, and that is all people get messed up, because if you are going somewhere
normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra, and United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company. They supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Take the responsibility to get tested prior, tested before you come here, and tested again once you come here. You should at least be tested 2-3 times to make sure that you haven't been positive at any moment of time. I don't know. This is a very random podcast, guys. I'm just talking for the sake of talking. I find it therapeutic, and I feel like I haven't done this as regularly as I should have during the lockdowns. I have done it, you know, on my YouTube channel, but I think a podcast is a different format for people to get into. But I don't know, man. I just feel so lost. Do you understand? I just feel weird sometimes. You know, I've experienced so much death. I'm putting my head down into work, but then it's like, are we going to have a new form of anxiety coming out of this lockdown? Like, how? I don't even know. Hopefully you guys are keeping well. Hopefully you guys are, I know everybody's struggling, but hopefully you guys are coping well with it. And, you know, we will get through this, guys. There is no other option but to survive. There is no other option but to keep swimming. We cannot drown. We cannot go and sink deep. This cannot happen. It's impossible. It's actually impossible. Like, we cannot even go down that route. We have to keep swimming. We have to keep working hard. We have to keep, you know, staying motivated, keeping ourselves busy, going out for your walk, even doing a 10-minute exercise, doing something productive, keeping your mind occupied. We have to keep going because we don't know when this is going to end. But as far as I'm concerned, I am not going to get, this pandemic is not going to drown me out. We've gone through the first two lockdowns, guys. We can definitely get through the third lockdown. God willing, we all can. And I wanted to put this out to, you know, not only reflect my feelings and what I'm going through, but hopefully that can, you know, induce relatability for you guys. And hopefully it can help you guys to hear that also I am suffering, so you guys are suffering. So it just helps us have that kind of bridge and that conversation. And I feel like that's what content creators should do at best. guests and, you know, really put out some inspiring, motivational kind of content as well to really say that if you are listening to this and if you have gotten to this part of the podcast, which I hope is many of you, that we will get through this entire situation. Every single one of us here is going to survive. You have to put that into practice, into your mind. Eat healthy. You are what you eat. Don't stuff yourself with, you know, negative kind of food, because in the moment where, you know, we're all in our confined in our spaces, it will only induce kind of negative feelings. So go out there and go to Sainsbury's, go to Tesco's and go get your good food and make a good meal, pick up a habit, read a book, keep yourself busy. And what I mean by being busy, I mean being productive. Now, that could also mean just laying down and doing nothing, because I feel like we are in a world where it's very capitalism and, you know, you have to keep doing something. So I don't want to relay that message. I also want to say that, you know, if you do want to just lay down and just have a nap, you want to rest, you want to meditate, do some yoga, all of that is productive. Anything that is boosting your self-care is productive. And you know, and that's not sitting around stuffing yourself with junk food, because that's not good for your body. So that, I wouldn't say that's productive. But even if you just want to rest, you want to meditate for 5 minutes, every single 5 minutes you want to meditate and breathe and do something good for yourself, do it. And I just feel like, I don't know, this podcast is very, it's not really structured. I'm just talking about anything that comes to my mind. I just wanted to put out some kind of motivational content, because I know we all feel lost. And I know some of you guys have asked for a new podcast, so I thought I would bring this one out and get it out to you guys. I am going to try to be a lot more consistent with these podcasts and come out with 15 to, you know, 20 minute episodes of just me speaking. And, you know, hopefully guys, we can just get through this, I guess. That's all I can really say. Ah, Lord have mercy, man. Lord have mercy. It just seems like a reoccurring nightmare. It seems like I'm going to wake up and it's a dream. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like doesn't even feel real sometimes. It feels so surreal. You feel so lost. You've seen so many deaths. You don't know where you're going. I don't know, man. I just wanted to put this out. Hopefully you guys are keeping well, guys. Subscribe to the podcast. Please do click that button on, you know, the Apple app, Spotify, Acast. I would appreciate it. Subscribe to the channel. I'm coming at you with content 24/7. I'm trying to keep you guys occupied and entertained, because although a lot is going on as well, most definitely. But yeah, hopefully you guys are enjoying this podcast and just keep going, guys. We've made it to here and you should be extremely proud of yourself. That is something that I feel like a lot of us don't do. We don't pat ourselves on the back. We don't say, you know, wow, you've done great. We don't reward ourselves. We don't take care of ourselves. And that is what I was saying early on in the podcast. So if you have made it to this part and we are still, you know, healthy and doing well, you've made it. You have made it. So congratulations. Congratulations, you must be really proud of yourself, and I genuinely mean that. And I feel like in this time, we should all make a conscious effort to reach out to our friends, to reach out to our family, or to people that we may not have spoken to here and there, just to say, you know, all your close friends, how are you doing? Hopefully you're keeping well. Because a lot of people live on their own. Like me right now, my housemate unfortunately had to leave, so I live on my own. But a lot of people live on their own, and you know, they get a little bit more lost, confused or depressed, and they don't know what's going on, and they want to speak to somebody, they want to vent, they want to frustrate. I wouldn't say that's me personally, because I do have friends for that, fortunately, but I have seen people in these positions who do live alone and just want to talk to people. They want to be able to have a conversation. So reach out to your friends, and you may not think it's a lot, but it could even change their life. You just don't even know. But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy this podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for supporting. I really do appreciate it. I don't know, my uncle's death has really just exhausted the shit out of me, because it's just happened all over again. Like in January is the month of, I don't know, I feel like it's just a year of sorrow, a year of death, a year of sadness is what we're all witnessing. I know of somebody who lost his both mum and dad within 4 days apart. Can you actually imagine losing your mum and dad within 4 days apart? Like people that are extremely close to you, ripped from you within a week. 1 week they're here, 1 week they're not here, gone. Absolutely just eviscerated from your absolute life. This is what I've been seeing all over the TL. So I would say, you know, time your social media, you know, usage. Don't go too much. I don't listen to the news anymore. Do you understand? I've stopped listening to the news completely because I feel like they're throwing this news at you. It can get quite depressing. Some of it may not be accurate. It can be biased. I'm just tired. Even on Twitter, we see a lot, guys. So just manage your time when it comes to using these phone apps, because it can do a massive toll on your brain. And of course, you don't want that. You really don't. So if any of you that are listening that hasn't actually, that if any of you that are listening to this and you haven't lost anybody from this pandemic, you are an extremely great position to be in, and be grateful that you have your loved ones around you, because a lot of people are losing people left, right and center, and it is absolutely diabolical how this is happening, guys. It's just really, really crazy how we're losing people and we're digging so many graves. It's so bad in LA from what I'm hearing. I feel like Europe is finished. And I feel like Africa have dealt with this pandemic extremely well, especially countries like Ghana. It's just ridiculous how they've dealt with it. They're like a model for people to look at. And I feel like so many countries in Europe now are going back into lockdown, whether it be Portugal, whether it be places in Italy, whether it be Spain again, gyms, everything are closing down. It's just ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. We as the United Kingdom should have dealt with this the best, because we are a flipping island. Do you understand? How dumb is this stupid government? We are a freaking island. We don't have any borders with any other country. So why the hell are we in such a dire situation? They could have shut down the borders for the first couple of months, but they didn't do that because we have such a stupid, incompetent government, absolute bottom barrel scum, waste men, and knowing the people in the UK and how stupid people here are in the UK, so absolutely stupid, we're going to be voting this guy back in, or the government back in, when, you know, new elections arise. Had Jeremy Corbyn won that election in 2019 November, we would not be here in this position at all. Absolutely pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. I'm over it, guys. I'm just over how stupid this government has become. This whole podcast has been a motivational rant, just mess, let's just say. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed this 20-minute episode. Now I'm actually going to start leaving, because I've got other videos to edit for my second channel. Just so much to do. But yeah, I'll catch you guys soon. Let me know your thoughts are with this podcast. Sorry, use the hashtag I'm over it, because I'm over it, guys. I'm over this flipping pandemic. I'm over it. Use the hashtag on Twitter. I will retweet all your retweets if you do. And I'll catch you guys soon for another podcast. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. And if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcast. Don't forget to use the hashtag I'm over it, and don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is key. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. And if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Don't forget to use the hashtag I'm over it, and don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is key.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.